You're all friends, right? So, my scripture today is entitled, Salvation is for All, from Romans 10, 5 to 15. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is a word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are we to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet who bring the news. Like many of you, I believe in God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth. In those early years of Sunday schools and vacation Bible schools, there was this continuing thread about the love of God, in particularly comparing him to our earthly father, my earthly father. In Matthew 7, 9 to 11, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or for fish, give him a snake? If you then, though evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? Well, I realized early on that if my dad's love for my brothers and I were so deep, then surely God was someone I could trust with my whole heart, knowing that he would never leave or forsake me, ever. It has been a great anchor for me to hold on to. Times only came when I pulled away from him thinking, I know a better way, and eventually caused me to let go and let God. I, like all of you, believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. In my home church, we were blessed to have a beautiful altar with this large painting of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. Above that was a stained glass window depicting Jesus holding the one rescued lamb as the other sheep surround him. I often thought while in worship, could that be me in his arms? Isn't that just like God? To come to earth, to rescue the perishing, care for the dying, to teach us how to live life in him, and he be saved by his grace. I believe in the Holy Spirit who has had difficulty keeping me on the straight and narrow these many years. All he has wanted for me is a better life all along. In Romans 8, 26 and 27, Paul tells us that in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. I believe in the communion of saints, especially those of you here in Bloomington Covenant and other friends. who continue to affirm and bless me measurably by who you are in my life. I am grateful. To my immediate family, all 39 of them, ages 2 to 89, and they love me, and they'll because they show it to me, and I'm grateful. I praise God for his ongoing work in their lives with the words Jeremiah spoke in chapter 29. For I know the plans I have for you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me if you seek me with all your heart. And I trust that each one of them knows he is there for them. All praise to God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.